Greetings, radio friends. Once again, we have the blessed privilege of coming your way in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and may the blessings of our God be upon you as we study God's Word together. This program is sponsored by the Church of God of Resurrection Hope, a Church of God of Abrahamic Faith. We're located on the Walt Arney Road in the Whitnall section of Lenoir, North Carolina. If you're not here at any time, you have a cordial invitation to worship with us. We invite you to join us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray today that Thy blessings would reach out to every soul in radio land, and we pray that Thy word of truth may enlighten men and women, boys and girls, and give them the knowledge of the truth. We pray today that You would lead and guide us in all truth, that we may comprehend the breadth, the depth, and the height of all Thy wonderful blessings toward the sons of men. Bless the widows, the orphans, the sick, the afflicted, those in bonds and distress. Hasten the time when Christ shall come. But first touch the hearts of those that know not God and bring them to an understanding of Your wonderful truth. Sanctify them by Thy truth. Thy word is true. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we will continue to bring the truth about the Bible subject of hell. We have proven beyond a doubt that the word in the English language that conveys the word hell to us from the Hebrew and the Greek are two words, and both have the same thoughts behind it from the two languages, Sheol from the Hebrews and Hades from the Greek. This means the unseen state in death. It has no fire in it at all. It is a place of no thought, no work, no wisdom, no knowledge. It is a place of darkness, no light, a place of corruption and skin worms. It is a place in the dust where unseen to mankind, those who enter this dark domain, go into corruption unseen and return to the dust just as God ordained. Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Job in Job 3:13 gives this description. For now should I have lain still and been quiet, I should have slept, then had I been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth, which built desolate places for themselves, or with princes that had gold, who filled their palace for themselves. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. There the prisoners rest together. They hear not the voice of the oppressor. The small and the great are there, and the servant is free from his master. Job continues his thoughts about this place and the state of man in death in chapter 21, verses 24 through 34. He tells us how two men die. One is full of strength, and the other in bitterness of soul. They shall lie down alike in the dust, and the worm shall cover them. We, everyone, know that's the truth. Behold, I know your thoughts and the devices which you wrongfully imagine against me. Now, there's some thoughts which are wrongfully imagined against God. They are deceptive, and they contradict all that God has said. For you say, where is the house of the prince, and where is the dwelling place of the wicked? Have you not asked them that go by that way? Do you not know their tokens are the end result? Don't you know, he says, that the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction? Think about it, friends. God says the wicked are reserved to the day of destruction. Where? Why, in Sheol, Hades, in the dust, in the darkness, with the skin worm, without any knowledge, wisdom, thought, or work. They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. Is that not what Revelation 20 tells us, that death and hell shall deliver up the dead that were in them? Is this not to be an event that's been foretold by God? Who shall declare his way to his face? Who shall repay him what he hath done? Yet shall he be brought to the grave, shall remain in the tomb, and the clods of the valley shall be sweet unto him, and every man shall draw after him as there are innumerable before him. Did you hear the word of the Lord here? Every man shall come after him. Is that not what God has said in Ecclesiastes 3? And 20, all go to one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. How then comfort ye me in vain, seeing in your answers there remaineth falsehood? If we declare that which is opposite the promises of God, we are comforting in vain. Of this falsehood, God has his prophet Isaiah to tell us about the scornful people, who will comfort people in vain by giving the following: because they have said, we made a covenant with death. Have you ever seen or heard those who claim that when death comes their way, that death has lost its sting for them, and yet they die? They have a way of escaping death, that instead of all going to one place, they're going to go somewhere else. They're going to miss Sheol and Hades. They're going to go to their final reward, the moment of death. And yet Jesus is most emphatic that he is coming quickly, that his reward is with him, that he will give every man according as his work shall be when he comes. He even said in Matthew 16:27, the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father and all the holy angels with him, and then shall he reward every man, and not before. Just how in the world we can put down such great pillars of truth to preach and comfort with falsehood is hard to understand. So they say, we made a covenant with death, and with Sheol are we in agreement. And when the overflowing scourge, namely death, shall pass through, it shall not come to us, for we made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, and he that believeth shall not make haste. Now this stone is Christ, the tried stone, the precious cornerstone, the only sure foundation. If your covenant and your agreement do not go by what he said, then lies are your refuge. He said he would reward men at his glorious coming, and not before. He said he would. His reward was with him when he come quickly. Nowhere has he said that any would miss Sheol or Hades who dies, but has said concerning those who claim to go their reward when they die, whither I go, he said, ye cannot come. So if we cannot go where he is, where else is there you can go? Why, to the very place God said we shall go. God said, judgment will I lay to the lion, and righteousness to the plummet, and hell shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and water shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then shall ye be trodden down by it. Ye shall be trodden down by it, he says, from the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you morning by morning, and to pass over you day by and night by night, and it shall be a vexation, only to understand the report, or to understand the doctrines thereof, of having a covenant with death and an agreement with hell when it cannot be legitimate before God. There is no man that hath the power to deliver his soul from the hand of the grave when death comes upon him. When will we come to the hell that has fire in it? The hell fire comes from the word Gehenna, a different Greek word altogether. God says in Malachi 4:1, behold, a day cometh that shall burn as an oven. It has not got here yet, but the Lord said it's coming. 2 Thessalonians 1:7, to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, who obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints. This takes place only after the Lord is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Revelation 20, we find before men are to die the second death in the lake of fire, the sea must first give up the dead that's in it, and death and hell are to deliver up the dead that's in them, and all of these are to be judged according to their works. And anyone found written in the book of life will then, anyone not found written in the book of life shall then be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Jesus said in Matthew 5:29-30, if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out, cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that the whole body should be cast into hell far. This word is Gehenna, not Sheol, not Hades. Gehenna, if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off, cast it from thee. It is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that the whole body should be cast into hell. This does not mean literally you pluck out your eyeball or you cut off your hand. It's talking about cutting off sinful, wicked members of the body of believers rather than to have the whole body to be lost and cast into hell far. Deuteronomy 13:6 tells you what it's all about. It says, if thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers. Thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him. Neither shall thy eye pity him, neither shall thou spare, neither shall thou conceal him. But thou shalt surely kill him with thine hand. Thou shalt be the first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hands of all the people. If a man plucked out his eyes, both of them, cut off both hands, both feet, he could not be saved unless his heart was right with God. And there will be no cripples, friends, on Hallelujah Square. Doesn't mean that you're going to pluck out your eyes and cut off your hands and your feet here and go down to Hallelujah Square, hobbling on one leg, having one hand to wave and only one eye to see, while the other eye and other leg and other hands over in hell burning. There will be no cripples on Hallelujah Square. The meaning of this is to cut off the members will not serve the Lord. It is better for you to stop association with these members as close as your own soul than for two different people to be lost in the great day of the Lord. Matthew 10:28. And fear not them that kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Know that we're not to fear him who's able to destroy the body, but we're to fear him that's able to destroy both body and soul in Gehenna hell. Now this proves one thing for sure, that the soul can be destroyed the same as the body. Mark gives the same thought that as it is given in Matthew 5 about your eyes and hand and feet. But Mark makes it a little different, a little plainer. If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands, to go into the hell far that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. The Gehenna hell will have a fire that no one can put out. It cannot be quenched. Once you are assigned to it, you will find that there will be no way to stop it. Where their worm, it is just one worm, not plural worms, but singular worm. If it was the bodies or the souls of the wicked, you'd have to read worms, but this is their consuming agent. And their consuming agent is a worm. And he's going to consume the wicked with the brightness of his coming. And so we look at this thing, we realize that Jesus Christ is the only one who can never die. He's alive forevermore. The fire will not be quenched. No one can put it out. As we come to Matthew 25, the word of our Lord, we come into this situation. The Son of Man comes in his glory with all of his holy angels. Before him shall be gathered all nations. He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he will say to the sheep on his right hand, come and inherit the kingdom prepared from you from the foundation of the world. Then he comes to them on the left, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Remember, friend, that the wicked are not put into the fire, prepared for the devil and his angels, till Jesus pronounces judgment after his glorious coming. We hope these thoughts are a blessing to you today in the name of Jesus and give you wisdom and understanding. Amen.